It is very, very small, and even your mental mindset going into a game is critical every game. We address it in practice the previous day. We address it in warm-up lines the night of the game. Like, we got a pretty good sense of when our guys are completely dialed in and focused. It has to be there every game, and it has to be there. And I think for us, just having a nice long winning streak, that building cannot protect you out there, is what I told them before the game, and I told them the day before. It can't protect you because it's 5-on-5. It's five players playing you, trying to beat you, scheming to beat you, prepared to beat you. I don't care where you're playing. You have to go out there and execute and have the right mindset. And that's where I think we had too much of, we thought we had this thing figured out. We thought we were in our home arena. We got this figured out. We can show up and it's just going to happen. And that's just not how it works. And it was a good experience, I think, for us to go through, quite honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe part of that growing process of learning how to keep winning. You guys have been learning how to win. Now you have to learn how to keep winning.
Yeah, and your teams and the players got to listen. And I think because it was addressed by my coach who had the scout, my staff, myself, it was a good lesson that this is the time of year where the teams that talk more, execute better, will win. And you got to listen down the stretch. And I just don't think the listening part was working. And I think it was hopefully a wake-up call, and hopefully I got their ears even better down the stretch now.